And welcome to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Temperatures at about 90 degrees today under gorgeous sunny skies. Yes, indeed, beautiful training camp weather. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, and along with Howard Cross, we'll take you through Giants football for the next half hour. And Howard, by the way, we should just make note right up top. They had pads on, uppers today, which is a big deal for these players. Why don't you tell me something about that?
You know what? Having your first day of pads is always special because you get to go out and hit guys. You get all this we call it film study. You get all the classroom study. Okay, it's all great to study, but you got to put it into practice. And you have guys trying to make the team. You got veterans out there. So it's always great to have that first day of pads, get that pop, see some of these young guys move around.
Now, defensive players especially love padded practices because there's some contact. Linebacker Jonathan Casillas says he's been looking forward to this day for a while.
Oh, they're huge, especially for our interior linemen. I know Snack's been wanting to get after some guys, but you can't do too much when we don't have pads on. And I've been wanting to see him. You know, he's one of the better players in the league. And it's you know, Dalvin, young guy, can't really say he's done too much because we can't do anything interior-wise. And now we're going to see how good Dalvin is, and that's going to be interesting.
Now, Casillas referred to Snacks Harrison and Dalvin Tomlinson, the Giants' two defensive tackles. Now, it's the interior line in the trenches, Howard, that really appreciate the contact because this is the only time they've gotten to do it so far.
Well, they appreciate it, but they also have to work on their leverage and getting their hands right and getting that pop back. You know, the thing that you don't realize that it's great to talk about football fundamentally, mentally, and go through all these different steps, but you actually have to put into practice where you put your feet, where you put your hands, extending your arms, doing the rips, the swims, offensive linemen, being able to take on pressure when a guy's coming, and be able to take on things like twists and stunts. All that stuff's important, and you can only do that if you're in pads.
Now, something the fans probably have seen out here at the Quest Diagnostic Center, who they may not really understand it, Howard, half-line drills, where the quarterback lines up with the center, a guard and a tackle on one side of the ball, and then they run a running play. Could you describe exactly what the purpose is of that and what fans should be looking for?
Well, what you're watching is you're watching the focus point of the play. Most of the time, it's, you know, it's going to be a play side play. They're usually running to that side. It's easier for the coaches to watch and grade that side. Usually on the back side of the play, everybody's basically cutting off and cutting down, trying to keep the play open for the cutback play. But the focus of the play is for the guys that are on the front of the play, on the front, the tight end, the tackle, and the guard, the center, and the defensive end, and the D-tackle, and the linebacker to actually get engaged in the play and the running back to play through. That's what the fans are looking at. You're looking at, you know, what we call play side plays in most cases. Every once in a while, they'll run a backside play just to see how the back, you know, maneuvers through the cutback hole and to see if these guys can get to their cutback, you know, positions. But it's front side play.
All right, don't want to leave the tight ends out of that because sometimes they're in those plays as well.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
Hey, the Giants got themselves a roster acquisition today. They had one vacancy on the 90-man roster. And so former Jet and Bengal Mike Nugent, he's been in the league for 13 seasons, going into 14. He was brought in today to compete with rookie Aldrick Rosas. And Nugent says they've already kind of stirred up a little bit of a kinship.
It's kind of like if you're trying to run sprints. When you're by yourself, you're just at your own pace, but if there's a few people next to you, it's really something you can try to keep up with the other guy. And so I think both of us can keep an eye on each other, and maybe he does something that I don't feel like I do very well, and can work on it, and vice versa. And so hopefully it's one of those things, the competition will bring the best out of both of us.
Last year with the Cincinnati Bengals, Nugent hit on nearly 80% of his field goal attempts. So, Howard, this veteran comes in here, and we know that Rosas has performed very well so far during the offseason, but he now has a competition against him.
Hey, man, it's always great to have a competition to make you compete for your job, brings the best out of you. For the coaching staff, they want to see your best at all time. And for a guy that's young like Rosas, he may be excited, but when Nugent comes in, he goes, oh, my God, they brought in a veteran, a guy that can actually take my job or take my spot. He's going to work that much harder.
What have you seen from Rosas so far that you really like?
I just think he's got a strong leg. Kicks it, he'll be able to kick it into the end zone, which is something touchbacks is going to be very, very helpful for the team. You don't want to give the other team, you know, the opportunity to run the ball back. So many bad things can happen. You want to also be able to directional kick, and he's doing a good job of that as well.
Well, Rosas is one of the young guys on this Giants team, but they've got a whole bunch of youth on their roster, guys who they are counting on heavily. When we come back, we will check in with two of those young guys wearing big blue. Stick around.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp live from East Rutherford, New Jersey. You know, the Giants have a bunch of young players on the roster. We were talking about them just a short time ago. Defensive end Romeo Okwara and running back Paul Perkins, however, expect to have major roles on this year's team. Let's take a look at what's going on with those two guys.
On this edition of Giants Life, Romeo Okwara reflects on his path to the NFL, and Paul Perkins sets the stage for a competitive backfield. For an undrafted player, adjusting from college to the pros provides more than enough challenges. But there's also the transition off the field. Romeo Okwara was born and bred in Charlotte, North Carolina. And now with one season under his belt, he's embracing the pace of the Big Apple, a process that dates back to his days with the Irish.
I mean, living in New York is pretty great. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. I actually played in a bowl game here, I think my sophomore year of college, in the Pinstripe Bowl. So that was my first time in New York, and I loved the city then.
And Giants fans showed some love for Okwara late in the 2016 season. With Jason Pierre-Paul sidelined in Week 14, the former Notre Dame standout was inserted into the starting lineup and didn't disappoint against the arch-rival Cowboys.
Strong formation left. Prescott, play fake, back to throw. Settles in the pocket. He feels pressure. Chase, he will get sacked by Romeo Okwara, back at the 17-yard line, and the rookie free agent out of Notre Dame gets his first career sack.
I mean, I'm excited for camp because, I mean, it's my second year. I expect a lot of things out of myself. Been preparing hard, training hard this whole time. I'm excited to take on a new season, see my teammates. I mean, we've been gone for a while. Grew up watching guys like JPP and Snacks, and just being able to play on the same team with them and be in the same room is definitely incredible.
Okwara also well-versed in Giants history and the players who filled that room before he arrived, especially one from his alma mater, who left quite a mark on the Giants franchise.
I've always been a Giants fan, watching Justin Tuck, being a Notre Dame guy. We've developed a really close relationship. Whenever I need something or need help, he's a guy that I can reach out to. He's always open to help me. He's kind of took me under his wing. I've taken him as a mentor, and he's kind of helped me throughout this way. If there was one thing I wanted to work on during training camp, it's just probably just being consistent, just doing the things I can do well and just trying to get better at those things each and every play. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on is just consistency.
What's up, Giants fans? This is Paul Perkins reporting live for the first day of camp. Getting anxious.
Like Okwara, Perkins is also gearing up for year two in the league. And he has every reason to be enthusiastic, considering some of the flashes he showcased during his rookie campaign.
From their own 28, screen set up for Perkins. Races through a hole. He's out to the 40, across midfield. Cuts left to the 40. Needs a block. He's at the 30. Weaves to the left sideline at the 25, 20, 15, 10. Cuts back inside and knocks out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
Boy, that's a good-looking play there by the rookie.
Man, it's kind of exciting, you know. Knowing what to expect, knowing what not to expect, you know, having a good feel for the guys. Just excited to, you know, improve off of last year's performance. Every day I have to go out there and prove myself. But most importantly, go out there and have fun. At the end of the day, it's a game. But, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can and help the team win.
And he fulfilled that goal in 2016, helping Big Blue post an 11-5 record while putting together an impressive stretch of games in the last quarter of the season. While Perkins could easily bring up his first career 100-yard game in the season finale against the Redskins, it's the team accomplishment that stands out the most.
My biggest moment was when we went to the playoffs last year, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted. I think that was a huge stepping stone, not only for myself, but for our team and our coach McAdoo. Great experience for us, for a young team.
And that youth is on full display in the running backs room, as five of the team's seven backs are either rookies or second-year players. But limited experience doesn't take away from the competitive spirit across the board.
We have a great room, great personalities, but we're all very competitive in what we do, and we're all trying to be the best out there. So that's what makes the room very, very competitive. this training camp, I want to work on my all-around game. I feel like being versatile and just being able to help the team in all facets of the game will help our chances of winning this year. Time to get it, man. Let's go to work.
On the next Giants Life.
What's going on, y'all? Reporting back live. I'm with my man Jacob and Matt Lacoste at the movies. About to go see Planet of the Apes. Hey, yo, Matt, you got anything to say?
Is this thing on?
Well, you know, youth is great, but the Giants are also going to be relying on a bunch of key veterans this season, including tight end Rhett Ellison. We'll hear from him when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Tomorrow, the Giants are expected to practice in full pads. That ought to be fun if you're coming out to the facility. You know, we were talking earlier about Rhett Ellison, the Giants tight end they got from the Minnesota Vikings. Well, Howard Cross just so happens had a few minutes to chat with a veteran earlier today.
Now, you realize you're the veteran tight end of your group. You're the old man. Have you put any thought to that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's definitely a very young room, and it's an exciting opportunity. I'm learning a lot from them, and hopefully I can teach them some things along the road. You know, like I said, it's first day of pad, so, you know, now the gritty work starts happening and the detailed stuff starts happening, but it's fun to be the old guy in the room. Yeah,
I can remember that myself. Yeah. Now you're getting a chance to play with this guy, Eli Manning, a couple Super Bowl MVPs and things. He throws the ball around. It's a lot of receivers. Are you ready for getting the ball thrown at you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's exciting to play with a guy like that. You know, you can trust a guy like that. He's going to put you in the best situation to win. He's going to put you in the best situation to get the ball. So it's pretty cool to play with a guy that I, you know, grew up watching also. So it's definitely fun.
Did you ever think about, you know, growing up watching a player the whole time and being on the team with him, he's throwing you the passes? Like, I know you said you thought about it and it's kind of fun, but it's kind of weird too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. You know, I remember the first time I was throwing with him was out. We went down to Duke in the off season, and it was definitely some, you know, a little shock and awe, but it, you know, it's football now, so it's all good.
Last thing, I know it's early in camp, but what are you looking forward to for this season?
You know, just seeing how this team meshes and seeing how the culture grows in training camp. And you know, I think it's such a great group of guys. They do a really good job of bringing the right guys in here that I think this team's going to grow together. And, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead, but I just, you know, that's number one is how's this team going to mesh in training camp? And, you know, that's step one. We'll go from there. Nice!
Ellison is 28 years old as he enters his sixth NFL season. He goes 6'5", 255 pounds. So, of course, that means I have to ask Howard Cross about this man's blocking prowess because, let's face it, that's how he's made his money in this league.
Well, you know, it's a great thing to be on a team when they run the ball a lot like he did in Minnesota. He's able to play from a lot of different positions. He can be the inline blocker. He can come out of the backfield. He can do the motion guy blocking. When you can do all these different things, you kind of almost replace the fullback and you can replace a lot of different players on the field. That makes him a valuable player. And in doing all that, he's also a threat to catch the ball. So you can move him around. You can run plays with him. You can come off some of those plays that you would run with him and throw him the ball. It's going to make him for a very, very interesting player. As I, again, 51 receptions, 500-plus yards, 3 touchdowns. He doesn't have a quarterback yet like Eli to get the ball to him. It's going to be interesting.
How much would you expect the Giants to use maybe a double tight end set with him more as the blocker and then maybe perhaps the rookie Evan Engram as more of the receiver?
I think the thing is now that you can hide and just, you know, these formations and everything. Think of it this way. It's not really a two tight end set if he's playing fullback. It's not a two tight end set if he's playing one of the receivers in the three wide package or even the four wide package. So you can do anything you want to with a player that's versatile that can block out of the backfield. He can roll around and block and help the single back in a shotgun formation. You can do a lot of things with him.
Howard, let's talk about the Giants' depth chart at the position because there are plenty of guys here who can play. We already mentioned Ingram, the first-round draft pick, but there are some veterans on this team who want to make some contributions too.
Hey, look, man, I know Will Ty wants to make some contributions, but I'm thinking Jarrell Adams right now may have the lead. So you think about that, he's going to be the guy. You're going to have three guys. The Giants could literally take five tight ends and be their unit.
Yeah, a lot of teams usually keep only three, but the Giants may be forced to keep some more. When we come back, we'll talk about the guys who play in coverage to try to stop tight ends, like who the Giants have on their roster. Stick around. More after this on MSG.
The newest Hess Toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp live here on MSG. And, you know, training camp is a fun time for the fans. They come out and they get to see their Giants up close and personal. Our own Brandon London had a chance to chat with a few of them.
What's up, Giants fans? Brandon London here at training camp, ready to take you through the ultimate fan experience. So I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's go.
Go Giants! Go Giants! Go Giants!
When you come out to a training camp practice, you have to make sure that you take a picture in front of the Giants logo. Another thing you have to check out is the Giants Legends autograph signings. They're here at camp signing autographs for you diehard Big Blue fans. Coming out to training camp, you get a chance to meet some really cool Giants fans. Now, I got a chance to hang out with a couple, and they're really excited about this season.
Let's go Giants!
So what are we doing this year? Playoffs, Super Bowl, are we going to win the NFC East? What are we thinking?
Super Bowl all the way.
You caught a touchdown, now let me see what you do. Yeah! Yeah! But my favorite part of the fan experience here at training camp is the kid zone and all the fun games. And the best part of the fan experience is obviously sitting around other cool Giants fans watching practice, right?
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, great catch! So I had a great time hanging out at Giants camp. I met some really cool fans. Now, if you want to attend a practice, go to Giants.com and check out the schedule. And when you're out here and you take a picture or a video for social media, you have to use the hashtag Giants Camp, right?
Yeah!
Yeah! Let's go, Giants!
Brandon fits in so well with those kids, doesn't he? Let's get a look at the Giants training camp schedule. Free and open to the public. So is the free parking right around the facility. Legends will be on hand each and every one of these days to sign free autographs for everybody. And then at the end of these practices, one of the Giants positions groups will sign autographs for children 12 years and under, the first 400 in attendance that are able to get up to the fence. Once again, a great time here at camp. And if you're watching practice here during the summer, you're probably going to see the defense ahead of the offense. And the Giants secondary, Howard in particular, has been sensational so far. Eli Apple is just looking marvelous.
Well, you know, the year under his belt, you saw the progression of Landon last year. He went from being like the first-year player into the second-year player. All of a sudden, he's a Pro Bowl player. Now you get Eli Apple, who's going to get the exact same opportunity. And he's got some great veterans around him. Jack Rabbit's there running all around the field. That you know, having guys like that in your corner to learn from, you know, Camardi on the team, a guy that can cover like that. These guys are talking to each other. I was listening to them on the sideline talking about coverages, how they're playing, what they're doing to them, and what's trying to happen. I think that's a great thing for them.
Now, last year, the Giants' three corners, DRC, Jenkins, and Apple, combined for 10 interceptions. Now, Landon Collins at safety, he had five himself and says this year he's looking to anticipate routes a little bit better.
I go
back in the film and I look at key times I was just, I messed up on, or I could have been better, I could have been a step faster. Just like yesterday I broke up on a route with Odell. It's the same route, that same concept as in the NFL that teams run against us. And that step fast, if I could be a step fast, could be an interception. So things like that, I just want to be able to recognize route concepts way faster. So that's my biggest thing I'm working on.
Now, you guys know Howard Cross is from Alabama. Landon Collins is from Alabama. So, Howard, you have watched this guy from baby steps almost. Where's he made the most significant improvement, and where is his upside still to come?
You know, recognition. It's for players of all ages, you know, whether you're in high school, pee wee, college, whatever, understand the game and being able to recognize what's happening in front of you makes you a faster player. You may be an athlete, you may be fast, you may be all these different things, but if you don't know what's going on or what to do, you can't get there. So what's happened to him? His recognition is happening. Game is slowing down for him. And when he says he can make breaks faster, that's what he can do.
Now, Darian Thompson had a foot injury last year, only played in a couple of games, went to IR. Andrew Adams came in. Who wins that job quickly?
I think maybe Thomas might win that job. Adams is good, but Thomas is the guy.
Yeah, Thompson was real good last season. Now, a couple injury notes to remind you about today. The Giants had Vereen and Taylor on the side, lower body injuries, and also Giants had a shoulder injury to deal with Dwayne Harris. That'll do it for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live. Once again, join us throughout the course of your week, 6 o'clock here on MSG for the premier edition of the only home for Big Blue, MSG Networks. We'll see you next time.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.